It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We were studying the ministry of Peter. Did so many miracles. And the last miracle we learned that he raised Tabitha or Dorcas and whole town, Jerusalem, and everywhere the news went. So the people were so excited. At that particular time, there was a man called Saul, and he started persecuting people. And many, many people, they didn't know what to do, and all these Christian people were around different parts of the world. But the Word of God said disciples, means apostles, stayed in there. When we finish the ministry of Paul, we are going to study about the ministry of Philip. But the point I'm making, all these disciples and followers of Christ did signs and wonders and miracles. Now, today we are going to study about Paul. His name was Saul. And you know there was one Saul came from the tribe of Benjamin, and he was the first king. And this Paul also coming from the tribe of Benjamin. Maybe he was handsome and tall like a first king. Maybe his parents thought he is just like our first king, and they named him Saul. And he was very highly educated. In those days, he might be a doctor. And he was teaching law and Judaism. And when he saw Peter and John and all other disciples are doing signs and wonders and miracles and bringing people to Christ, and he thought, these people are phony. And these people are preaching about new religion and Christ. So he hated them, tried to kill them, tried to destroy them. But that's not the story I'm going to tell you today. But the point I'm making, this man who was against Christ, Jesus transformed his life. You have to read that in the book of Acts chapter 9. And so we see God transformed him. His life was changed. And then he saw other people are doing so many miracles. So God wanted Paul to do the signs and wonders and miracles. Because just think that Peter did the miracles and Paul won't do any miracles, then people will not be believing that Paul is really, really serving the Lord. So we see the first miracle, Paul was coming. This is recorded in Acts chapter 14. You have to read from 6 to 10. And the other story I gave you, that was also in Acts chapter 9. So here we see, Paul is coming and he was preaching in Lystra. People were listening to his message. And he was preaching about Jesus Christ. What he was preaching is not given. But I believe many places he went and he gave his testimony, how God healed him, how God saved him, how God transformed him. And he was giving the proof of resurrection of Jesus Christ and teaching other people. But in his ministry, there was not a single person was healed yet. So this is the first miracle. In Lystra, there was a one man, a cripple, from birth, and sitting and listening to Paul. It sounded just like Peter and John. The man was sitting at the beautiful gate, and he was also crippled from the mother's womb. This is also identical. That man was sitting at the gate where the temple was. But this man might be sitting on the street where the Paul was preaching. It doesn't say he was in the temple or out of the temple and where Paul was preaching. But when he heard preaching of Paul, I believe Paul was talking about salvation, healings, miracles, and Jesus Christ. So when he heard, while Paul was preaching, he was looking at the audience and he saw one crippled man. I don't think he knew that this man was crippled from mother's womb. So this crippled man was looking at Paul so earnestly, so willingly, believing that this man is a man of God and this man has a power. I can get healed if he can just say something to me. And Paul looked at him, and the word of God says Paul saw faith in this man, that he's a believing in Jesus Christ and he's ready to receive the healing. So Paul comes to him and Paul shouted loud. He says, stand up. And stand still means just get up and stand. And when all of a sudden he heard the voice of Paul telling him stand, and he was willing to get up and willing to do something because he had the desire to be healed. And as soon as Paul said it, this man stood and started jumping and walking and praising God. This is the first miracle Paul did. And when I was thinking, it is an identical miracle, just like Peter and John did. So now we can see Peter can heal, John can heal, and Paul can heal the same way. When Paul was persecuting Christians, that time Jesus was not there. So Jesus did not give the command to Paul that you will do miracles, whatever I did, and you will do also. But I believe Peter and John and all other disciples start saying, see, Jesus Christ has given us the same power. He did the miracle and we can do it. When Paul got saved, he also went to Peter and John. And not only that, he started his own ministry. And this is the first miracle when people saw. People got excited. And maybe many, many people wanted to get healed through Paul's ministry. We will be learning in the following chapter how great miracles were done by Paul. But the point I'm making today, Paul was called Saul, but now he says, I don't want to be tall, I don't want to be proud, I want to be humble, I want to be Paul. And then he humbly did the Lord's work. He has so many persecution. He persecuted people. But now when he got transformed, he got so many problems and persecution, and people wanted to kill him many, many times. But he was not against anybody. Means he was not angry or frustrated. He just wanted to please Jesus Christ, who saved his life. Jesus Christ gave him a chance, because when he persecuting, Jesus Christ says, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He says, who are you, Lord? He says, I am the Jesus of Nazareth. Then he knew, the same Jesus I am persecuting. When he got transformed, his life changed. Now he was giving his life for Christ, telling others about Jesus Christ. See, the person who was persecuting the believers, killing believers, now he is serving the believers and trying to encourage believers, trying to heal the crippled man and trying to bring him to Christ. I believe, just like that crippled man went to the temple and started praising God, this man might have followed Paul or witness to other towns. It's not recorded, but it's possible. Because if you are sitting on the street and begging from your childhood, and you were lame from your mother's womb or crippled from your mother's womb, and all of a sudden somebody prays for you in the name of Jesus, you're not going to sit there and not to tell anybody. You are going to tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done. I saw one lady. She was maybe in her youth, 25 or 27 years old. And she got crippling disease. And she's lying on the bed and say, Lord, why I'm crippled? She was a believer. But she said, why I'm crippled? Why can't you heal me? But she never asked Jesus to heal her. Automatically, Jesus doesn't heal or Jesus doesn't save people. They have to call upon Jesus. So she said, Lord, are you going to heal me? Jesus says, I want to heal you. She said, give me the date, the time, the month, and then I'll tell others. He gave the month or day and time, everything. And she started telling everybody. She was in the hospital. And she was waiting for that day. Exactly the time Jesus came, she was completely healed. She came to America and she started preaching and testifying, and I heard her testimony on TV. The point I'm making, people are thinking, if God doesn't want to heal me, I'm not going to ask God. God wants to heal you all the time. If that lady would have said, Jesus, heal me right now, Jesus is not going to tell her, wait for 5 months or wait for 6 months, then I heal you. Jesus wants to heal you right now. It goes according to your faith. See this man, Paul said he saw faith in this man, that he has faith to be healed. You have to trust in God. If somebody takes you to a convention or some special meeting to get healed, and you don't want to get healed, you're not going to get healed. But if you see some other people getting saved, healed, delivered, and set free, then your faith can rise up. The point I'm making, God wants to heal you all the time. But sometimes we are not ready. Sometimes we don't have faith. Sometimes we think that God has given me this sickness, and I don't think God wants to heal me. God wants to heal you. But you have to be ready. You have to be asking God to heal you. God is not going to automatically heal somebody. God says, I'm not going to share my glory to anybody else. God doesn't want somebody, somebody says that Hindu God or some Buddhist God heal me. It's not going to happen. I don't see anywhere. There was a one lady came to Buddha and said, my daughter is dead. Could you heal her or could you raise her? He said, go and ask every house if there is any person dead in their family. She went all around and everybody says, my father died, my mother died, my brother died, my sister died, my child died. She comes back and she said, every family, there is a death in the family. So he said, that's a nature's thing. I cannot do anything. But you know that Jairus came to Jesus. And he said, my daughter is very sick. his point of death. She might be dying any moment. And Jesus says, okay, let's go. Here comes the man and he says, she's already dead. Don't bother the master. Jesus says, only believe. Your daughter will rise again. Give her life. Jesus is not like other gods. Jesus is a miracle working God. He is the creator. He knows everything about you. When you have a problem, go to Jesus. You will be never be disappointed. You will never be sorry. You will be happy that you call upon Jesus. Whatever the problem you are facing, sometimes people suffer, they don't go to God. Why? Because their heart is condemning them. Maybe they did something wrong. Maybe they think God is angry at them. God loves you. God wants you to call upon Him. He will forgive all your sins. He will not condemn you. The Word of God says, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He said He did not send His Son to condemn the world, but through His Son, the whole world might be saved. Somebody said, then why this world is not saved? Because the Word of God says, if you receive My Son, if you believe My Son, then you will be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the deliverer. He is the one gives you eternal life. Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. When somebody says, I am the resurrection, means there is no other resurrection power. If you say, I am the life, there is no other person can give life. So Jesus Christ is a life giver. See this man, crippled from the mother's womb, sitting there, no life in his bones, no life in his body. But when Paul saw the faith in this man, that he believes what I'm preaching, he believes that Jesus Christ wants to heal him. And then he told him, get up. Stand and walk. And he did. Our God is a miracle working God. If there is any part of your body dead and not functioning properly, or doctor told you this part is dead, you have to do surgery and take this part, otherwise other parts are going to be damaged. But Jesus Christ can heal any part of your body. There is nothing impossible with God. I have seen people come to me and say, oh, my kidneys is dying, my liver is failing, and my heart is failing, and all kinds of problems they bring. I ask them, what are you going to do when Jesus heals you? One lady said, oh, I got $14,000 saved for the kidney transplant. I said, you want transplant or you want brand new kidneys? She said, pray for the brand new kidneys. I prayed for her, sent her for checkup, brand new two kidneys. Who does this? Jesus. She has to just believe it and go for checkup. Same thing. This man didn't go to doctor for surgery. Paul says, get up. And he stood. There is a power in the name of Jesus. Jesus heals today. Jesus is doing miracles today. That's why I'm doing this program. I'm excited that I want each and every believer put Christ's faith in action. And when you start doing this, you will not stop. I'm doing these things for 1956. I have seen signs and wonders and miracles. And I'm excited what God is doing. So when I see in the Word of God, and I check what the people did and how God used them, I tell the people, if God used these people, He can use you. And if somebody says, is God using you? I would say, yes. I can sit with me and I can tell you what God has done. And you'll be sitting there days and days. Sometimes I talk to people 5 hours, 6 hours, 10 hours, and they sit there listening to stories. The point I'm making, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to tell the people what God is doing today. Our God is not dead. He's alive. He used this Paul. He was the enemy. He was the destroyer of the Christian religion. He was destroying the Christian people. When God said to Ananias, go and pray for him, he said, no, Lord, do you know he's a murderer and killer? God said, don't worry. I'm going to teach him a lesson. You go and pray for him and let his blindness be healed, and he will be serving and he will be suffering for the name of Christ. And exactly happened. Paul never said in his life, why did I give my life to Jesus? I was enjoying my life, killing Christians. But now he wanted each and every person to be saved, each and every person to be healed. He was dedicated servant of God. And he said, Lord, I want to live in this world and tell these people about Jesus Christ. He says, I'm craving to go to heaven, but at the same time, I want to be with these people. And same thing I'm saying to God. I'm ready to go anytime when Jesus calls me. If he gives me life and more health and strength, I will be living for Christ. And I made up my mind and I promised God, as long as I'm breathing, as long as the blood flowing in my body and I'm able to talk, I'm going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm going to pray for sick people. And I'm not going to be retired. Many pastors, sorry to say, when they're 65 and they're on salary, they want to be retired. I'm not saying they are doing something wrong. But I'm saying in Christ, in the Lord's ministry, there is no retirement. We can serve the Lord until he calls you. I have dedicated my life. That's why I'm telling you. Don't be a nominal Christian. Say, Lord, I want to be an excited Christian. I want to do signs and wonders and miracles. I want to live a Christian life above all sinful life. I want to shine for Jesus Christ. There is no happiness and joy in sin. Maybe a split second after that sorrow. So what I'm trying to say, give your life to Jesus Christ. Live a prosperous life. Live a healthy life. Live a glorious life. Live the life of Christ. And let the whole world know that you are called by God. When you're walking on the street, people looking at you, they are going to say something different in this man, in his talk. And this man is something different. And they want to know what's wrong with you. You're going to testify. I was a sinner. I was a sick man. I was dying without God and without Christ. Somebody prayed for me and my life is changed. And that's what you're going to tell others. I tell others, if you get healed, if you get saved, what are you going to do? And if they say something else, I say, no, sir. Jesus heals you for his glory. So I'm going to pray for you. Call upon Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer from your heart, then what? Your heart is transformed. Your life is transformed. Your name is written in heaven. You are belong to Christ. You are a new creation. You are the child of God. God has given you supernatural power. The Spirit of God is living in you. The Spirit of Christ is living in you. You are belong to God. Don't walk like a weakling. Walk like a son of God, the child of God. And tell people, I give my life to Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ lives in me. All my problems are gone. Some people say, oh, Christian people do not have problems. Yes, we have. But I'm not dwelling on my problem. Because my problems are God's problems. I'm living for Christ. So I'm going to pray for you, and let's give your problem to Jesus Christ. Your sickness, your disease, your financial problem, your children problem, your family problem, or whatever the problem you have, let's give it to Jesus Christ and see what Jesus Christ can do for you. Touch your body or touch somebody. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the listeners. I pray for the people who are watching this program. Let these people know Jesus Christ is alive. He's doing signs and wonders and miracles. And that Jesus can touch me. That Jesus can touch my mom, my dad, my wife, my children, my family members. And my family will be never be the same. Lord Jesus, please touch us and heal us and deliver us and set us free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. That means now you are saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Go to church. Go to hospital. Means go to your doctor. And tell him, check me. And find if there is any sickness in me. I guarantee you, you are healed by the power of God. When you start telling other people what God has done, you'll be never be the same. And God will use you for His glory. Now the time is almost gone. I want you to live for Christ. And I want you to live for His glory and for His testimony. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.